This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated R. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains emotional manipulation, the destructive power of nature, relationship infidelity, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
What time is it?
A little past midnight.
And how long has it been since we called the fire department?
About 3 hours ago.
They're not coming for us, are they, Athena?
They will, don't worry. Their space tech drones will have us out in no time.
What is the point of having taxpayer-funded emergency rescue bots if it takes them forever to actually show up in an emergency?
We're low priority, hun. They probably have an actual emergency to take care of first.
What time is it now?
It's almost 1 a.m.
I can't be here any longer. Oh, Athena! There's people in the parking lot! Hello? Hey! Up here! Hello? Someone?
Rolly, please.
Can anybody hear us? Hello?
Rolly, please. You're giving me a headache.
Right. Sorry. So, what do you want to do when we finally get out of here?
What do you mean?
I mean, we're so close to the apartment. What do you want to do when we finally get back? I can make that soup you like, or we could just cuddle, or...
I really just want to go to sleep.
Oh, come on. We could watch a movie. Oh, maybe we could finally watch Sharknado 13.
Rolly, no.
Oh, come on. It's a cult classic. I hear Gilbert Gottfried really knocks it out of the park. As per usual.
Rolly, I don't want to watch a movie. I've been on a space shuttle for like 2 days. I just want to get out of this elevator, take a hot shower, and go to bed.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Hey, what time is it?
Rolly, you have a phone, don't you?
It just died. I left my charger at the apartment,
but... Didn't I buy you that new iPhone SX12? How the hell is your phone dead already?
I was hollow chatting with my mom all day today.
Why? You know she hates me.
Okay, what's the matter? I mean, besides all of this, what is the matter with you?
Nothing. I just want to be out of here.
No, you've been acting moody since you got back. Did I do something wrong? I thought we worked through everything. Isn't that why we went to couples...
I really don't want to talk about it right now.
What better time than to talk about it?
When we aren't trapped in a small box at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now please let it go.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I get it. Will you at least tell me about your trip? What was it like? How was it?
What do you mean? You've been off-world before, it's all the same.
Yeah, I've been to Proxima Centauri. Athena, you went to Alpha Centauri. They just opened that system up to the non-essentials. What was it like? How was the food? The beach? You definitely got a tan.
Well, the conference had me in the hotel most of the time. I didn't really get a chance to explore.
Oh. Gotcha. Well, how was the conference? Did you rub elbows with anyone special?
No.
No? No one at all? What about...
Oh boy. It's okay. We're okay.
I just think it's weird that you didn't, like, get out at all.
Raleigh?
I mean, they have an entire star that's just for margaritas and hot tubs. You're telling me your boss didn't let you have one day off?
There was this one place we went to.
We?
Me and a few coworkers.
Ah.
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. It overlooked this lava river. It kind of reminded me of the place we went to for our first date.
Which first date? The first date, or the one after you dumped me for the first time?
Okay, what is wrong with you? Besides, you know, all of this.
Nothing. I just... Never mind. Sorry.
Right, so it's an issue when I don't want to talk about it, but...
I just think it's funny that...
Ugh.
What? What? First, you don't want to talk. Then you do. I haven't seen you in 3 weeks. God forbid I miss you when you're gone. God forbid I want to spend time with you and hear about your amazing elite space vacation.
It wasn't a vacation. I was working.
Oh, excuse me. You were working for 504 hours straight. My bad.
Okay, first of all, Alpha Centauri doesn't operate on the Orion calendar system, so it's more like 700 hours. Second of all, Rawls...
You do not get to call me that right now. This... All of this means you do not get to call me Rawls. What on earth are you doing?
I got you a gift.
You got me something?
Well, I had found a very lovely bottle of wine, but customs snatched it up, so that'll be here in a few weeks. In the meantime...
Athena? Did you buy me a ri- Oh! You got me, What is it?
It's called an infinity loop. You're supposed to, like, hang it in the sunlight and it'll shine forever.
It's... I mean, it's pretty.
I saw it and just knew-
How pretty it would look dangling over the mantle?
Or how pretty you would look under the lights, in that cute little red dress I got you last year, with a nice bottle of Proximian wine. What do you think, Rawls?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
You don't like it?
Well, no, yeah, no, I love it. It's perfect.
Raleigh, don't shut down like you always do. Come on.
Athena, how long have we been together?
I don't know. 4 years?
4! 4 years? Athena, we've been together for 6 years.
Well, I mean, we broke up a couple of times.
No, you broke up with me a couple of times. I'm such an idiot.
Raleigh, don't-
I keep letting you do this to me. I keep waiting for you to realize you love me, but that's never going to happen.
Raleigh, that's not true. I love-
Bullshit! God, that's such bullshit! Who did you go to dinner with?
What?
When you went on your little business trip, who were you with?
It was one drink. I had one drink with Rebecca.
You slept with Rebecca? That bitch from accounting?
We didn't sleep. Okay, it was just a one-time thing.
Oh, just a one-time thing. A one-time 600-hour-long thing.
Well, 700. Jesus Christ, Raleigh, that cost me-
How much, Athena? How much did you buy this piece of shit for at the spaceport gift shop?
I thought you'd like it. I wanted to get you something nice.
You got me a goddamn sun catcher, Athena. You got your partner of six... excuse me, 4 years. A sparkly thing to be displayed in the window. We don't even have any natural lighting in our apartment for this thing to work.
I can get you something else. As soon as we're out of here, I'll take you shopping. What do you want?
What do I want? Athena, I want you to want to be with me. I want you to love me. At the very least, I want you to stop cheating on me.
Rawls. Raleigh. I do love you.
No. You want some pretty little delicate thing you can hang up in a window and come back to whenever you get bored.
It was a stupid mistake. It won't happen again.
No. It won't. I'm done.
What are you saying?
It's over.
You'll come back.
No. I won't.
A Shit Show was written and directed by Cole Burkhart. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing, sound design, and mastering by Cole Burkhart. Music by Anthony Carlos Fuller II. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Minear. Starring Wes Haas as Raleigh and Alyssa Park as Athena. This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off, and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Get mushy. Get cheesy. It's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while you still can.
The following trailer is intended for adult audiences and contains content that may be alarming to some listeners. Please check the show notes for more details. And take care of yourself.
Oh, shit, where are my keys? Fuck. Oh, there they are. Jeez. Mark, get your shit together. We're gonna be late. And of course, someone is fucking calling. Hello?
Is this Elizabeth?
Yep, that would be me.
My name is Adelaide. I need you to listen very carefully to me. Your survival depends on it.
Excuse me?
Do not leave your apartment today. There's going to be a pileup on your regular route to work. If you step outside, you will die.
Listen, lady, I don't know how the fuck you got this number, but do not ever call me again.
Elizabeth, please.
Fucking psychopath.
Hey, I'm ready. Let's go.
Finally.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, just some prank caller. Let's go. This traffic is bullshit. We're gonna be late.
Don't worry about it. It's whatever.
Maybe for you, but my boss has been up my ass all week.
He gives you a raise.
Really, Mark?
What? It's just a joke.
Well, it's not fun. God damn it! Will you? Oh my god! Will people stop cutting people off? Like, it's not that fucking hard to drive.
Liz!
Fuck, are you okay?
Yeah.
Mosh mosh.
Hello.
Who is
Hello?
This?
Hello.
Hello po. Sino po to?
Hello.
Have you heard from Adelaide?
Null and Void, a Piece of Cake podcasted network production, premiering in April.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.